Breaking Apart in Business, Rich Bartolotta, owner of Schooley Mitchell Atlanta. We are the largest independent consulting business in North America that specializes in telecommunications and merchant services expense reduction. And one unique thing about our business model is we work on a contingent fee basis, meaning our fees are a percentage of what we save a business. So really, an owner takes no risk in working with Schooley Mitchell. We've been in business since 1980, have about 100 locations in North America, and have saved our clients almost $250 million. So now, as any golfer knows, breaking par is a great accomplishment. Last week was the Masters over in Augusta, and of about 100 golfers that started the tournament, only 6 broke par, so it is a great accomplishment. And at Breaking Par in Business, we're going to feature businesses that are the best at what they do and focus on what makes them so successful and unique. And I'm delighted to have on our program today, Lisa Bianchini of Lexus Printing and Fulfillment. Welcome, Lisa.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Harold Colby of Blue IP. Harold, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's just jump in and start with you, Lisa. So again, welcome. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about Lexus and, you know, what you guys do and how you came to be?
Well, Lexus Printing and Fulfillment is a company that was started back in 2002 by my brother, John, who is a Navy veteran. He created the company to be a customer-focused business that offers a personal touch in the printing world. You know, printing is about touching and feeling, and we wanted to pass that on to our customers. He started this business out of his home back then and has grown each year. And now we currently occupy a 12,000 square foot facility for the business.
That's great. So I had an opportunity to visit your business, and I came away impressed with a lot of things. But one thing that really caught my mind was just how green and how environmentally focused you guys are, especially for a printing business. I would not have thought that going in, and I know that's, you know, a big focus for you guys. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the whole green issue is a topic that is under much debate, obviously, but there's a lot of interests competing in the market today. You have your online sources, your print sources, things like that. And there's a lot of what I call myths going around the industry that printing is not green or printing is not friendly to our environment, when in fact, it's just the opposite. Just a couple quick statistics. There's only 11% of the trees cut are used by the print industry. The rest are used for other industries. And the paper industry is actually very responsible. We plant 3 trees for every one we harvest for what we do. We are a renewable resource. But to go a step further, Lexus is, we're freaks about being green. As you saw, we have recycled bins for paper, plastic, cardboard, aluminum, glass. We even recycle our wood pallets. So we feel like we go a step beyond, and just to show people that we are environmentally aware.
Oh, that's great. And again, it was very impressive to see that. You know, another thing I like about your business is your tagline. It's not just about printing, it's about people. So what does that mean to you and others at Lexus? Which, again, the culture there was fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I actually came up with that tagline, and I love it. But we more than love it, we live it. We offer a great work environment, we think. You know, our employees love us. We offer great pay and benefits, which is a bonus for a company our size. And what does that mean for people is when our employees are happy, they care about what they're doing at work. I think that it shows they care about the quality, the service they provide. And we just feel like treating our people is really important to our work environment. And at Lexus, we also believe in giving back. This is something that I do want to stress. The people part. We love people. We go to weddings. We've been to funerals. But we are a big believer in reaching out to our community, you know, through City of Refuge. We sponsor No Kid Hungry. We're partners in education for local schools. We are a big part of honoring our heroes. Again, we're a veteran-owned business. And we are the main sponsor for Angel Cards, which is several locations throughout the United States. We donate all the paper, the cards for people to fill out and send to our soldiers overseas.
That's fantastic. Well, I can attest to the fact that everybody at that company is as passionate about what you guys do as you do. So what else differentiates Lexus and makes you guys so successful?
Well, one thing that I skipped was that we're a single source. You know, so many companies nowadays spend a lot of time going to one source for specialty products, one source for signs and banners, one source for their regular printed material. Maybe they're going to another source for direct mail marketing. We have brought all those printing options under one roof. So you have a single source, you have a whole company that's your customer service representative, and we provide that. Another quick thing that I think sets us apart is that we offer custom customer portals. And what that is when we get a company to sign on, say Business Radio X, for example, we create a branded website for them on the back end of our website. It allows them the ease of going online and ordering. So we create those for people, and we are at the expert level of direct mail marketing. We sit with our customers because direct mail is important. We want them to get a good return on their investment. We will sit with a customer, go over their artwork, go over their demographics, make suggestions to them. We don't care about just selling the most expensive product to people. We want them to get the best product and the best stuff from us.
So I'm going to throw a technical term out there.
Okay.
Indicia. What is an indicia, and why does it matter to your customers?
An indicia is something you might see on a direct mail piece in lieu of a stamp. It's a black box that's usually up in the upper right-hand corner of a mail piece. And what that indicia means, and because we do so much mailing, we mailed over $1 million in postage last year. We have a company branded indicia. So if somebody is sensitive to where the mail piece is coming from or stuff like that, it doesn't show that. But what an indicia does is when we pre-sort your data, we inkjet it, we sort it, we tray it down to ready to give to the postal carrier, what that offers a company is usually between 18 and 25 cent discount off the price of a stamp. So it saves a company a lot of money, and usually it pays for our service and they don't have to do it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So as a former CFO, I like savings money. And you know, to me, I think if you can save money on postage, which is just sort of getting something mechanically from one place to the other, and spend your money on marketing deliverables and quality and messaging, that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Lisa, in summary, I mean, I think you guys have a great story about how things came to be. I love the environmental focus. I love the passionate people that you have. It sounds fantastic. So how can our audience learn more about Lexus Printing?
Well, if there's any company out there that just would like to learn more about us, or if they're dealing with multiple companies and they'd like to know how to bring all their elements under one roof, or, you know, whatever, I'd be open to communication. I mean, it's not a commitment. I'm not asking you for anything, but hey, take a look at what we have to offer, because I think what we have to offer is pretty great.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa. So to learn more about Lexus Printing, go to their website, Lexus, L-E-X-I-S, printing.com. And now let's turn our attention to Blue IP. And once again, this is Rich Bartolotta. We're on Breaking Par in Business, and we're about to shift gears and speak with Harold Colby of Blue IP. And Harold, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate being here.
All right. So before we jump in, I want to just kind of set the stage with a little bit of a discussion around the Internet of Things, which is a term that's very popular right now in the technology world. And when you hear that, probably a lot of people go, what the heck is the Internet of Things? So maybe a textbook definition would be a physical device. So take a phone or a building or a vehicle, right? That's got embedded technology, whether it's electronics or software or sensors that allow these devices to communicate back and forth. And that probably still sounds a little murky to our audience. So maybe a better example might be a Fitbit. I've got a Fitbit here on my wrist. I got this a couple of days ago, and it keeps track of how many steps I walk, how many miles I've gone. And it communicates and syncs up on a regular basis with my smartphone and gives analytics to me. Or maybe you've got an elderly family member in the home. You can get a device now that they can wear and have sensors in their home that will allow you from afar to know that your family member is going about their business as they normally do. So to me, these are just a couple of examples of the Internet of Things. And what I wanted to kind of talk about with you today is how cloud-based hosted communications, which is what you guys do, work right in the Internet of Things. So maybe we start our discussion just with what is hosted cloud-based communication solutions?
Okay, thanks. I think that's a good start for a description of IoT and where technology is going. Further, just to add to that statement, they expect 200 to 300 applications, different devices, different software to be deliverable to those devices within the next couple of years. What that means is, how are you going to bring that to day-to-day use? How does the business person use those devices and software, and how do we get it to everybody within a company? With respect to hosted, that's a good segue to that, because what a hosted environment does is provide you the brains or a box in the cloud that basically allows you to connect all these different devices and software without having to make major dollar upgrades to a box, major dollar upgrades to software. So in a hosted, you basically are providing or receiving a monthly expense, and you operate from there. So ads, moves, and changes, i.e. additional IoT opportunities, are deliverables from the hosted source. I guess a smaller example on that might be, if you have your computer at home, you can do all kinds of maneuvering, you know, use Word, Excel, etc. But if you want to send that information somewhere, you have to connect somewhere, and that's the internet. Well, hosted is something that goes through the cloud to deliver phone system applications, i.e. delivering all the IoT things that you mentioned.
Gotcha. So you mentioned the box. You know, I think of, when you say that, I think back to, you know, traditional phone lines and having a box somewhere in your premises, you know, with a bunch of wires right coming out of it. So what are the benefits of a cloud-based PBX or box system versus maybe on-premises, which a lot of folks still have?
Okay. Great question. And what happens is let's start from a technology standpoint. It used to be that on-premise systems would have a life expectancy of maybe, you know, 7 years plus or minus with respect until new technology was delivered. And at that point, someone might look at replacing that box. Well, with technology, the way it's changing and all those IoT and additional software solutions that are being delivered, you need something that can react and respond quickly. So one of the advantages to host it over on-premise is the fact that we, as the provider of the hosted solution, Blue IP, then what we're really delivering is a box that we house in the cloud that when new technology is delivered, we can just add it and it becomes a scalable solution to the end user, that basically, as I add people, as I add software, as I add applications, you eat what you need. Right. And you go forward. So that's one major advantage, and that's the moves, adds, and changes. Another would be redundancy. You get into an operation that where communications is critical, you don't want to lose your phone system. Well, with a hosted solution, there's built-in redundancy, which basically means that if your network goes down, there's an alternative source that will keep the voice and data requirements still in operation. So if a phone line drops, if a phone truck, you know, backs into a pole, which used to happen a lot, knocks out your service, in essence, with hosted, you're still up and operating. There's a lot of different failure points that could occur. And as a result, hosted actually delivers alternatives to each one of those disaster points. So that's another. An additional one would be, it's a OPEX expense, not a CAPEX expense. So you don't have an upfront to pay for a box, you know, and pay $30,000-$40,000 plus, depending on the size. You basically pay whatever per seat, and per seat is what we call it in hosted, where what you're delivering is based on your requirements, will deliver you a cost for that seat. And again, upgrading technology, redundancies.
So it's basically like a software as a service or software as a solution kind of model that I'm kind of signing up for what I need, and I can scale it up or down from there based on my employees and changing dynamics?
Absolutely. Okay. That absolutely correct. Okay.
So let's shift gears and maybe just talk about unified communications or UC presence, another technical term. So we'll get them all on the table with this show. But what does that really mean in terms of me or Lisa or others as business owners? Why should we care about UC presence?
Sure. Well, the major function of UC presence is really to deliver all your communication requirements in one easy access point. So where now you may have to pick up your phone, you may have to go to a tablet, you may have to go to your laptop to make connectivity to whomever and whatever you're trying to connect to, what a UC presence tool basically allows you to do is access everything from a point and click environment. So basically you load a UC presence onto your computer, laptop, doesn't matter, your device, could be notebook, could be, you know, tablet, could be your phone. So now everything is synchronized to any of the devices that you may carry. And what the UC presence allows you to do is make phone calls, connect via text, chat with people. You can set up a conference call by a point and click. You can set up a video call by point and click. You go to a whiteboard, point and click. So all features are point and click access.
So let me ask you, I mean, my business, independent consultant, so I've got, you know, my phone at home that rings, it's set up. If I'm not there, it rings in parallel to my cell phone. And if I don't pick up there, it goes to voicemail and I get a email telling me I've got a voicemail that I can click on and read that email. Is that kind of a basic part of UC presence?
Absolutely. That is a part of UC presence. And everything is controlled, accessed, retrieved via a point and click, whether that is on your laptop, tablet, phone, or computer. You have access to all that information.
So if I want to stay in contact with my customers, I don't want to miss an important call from somebody, I always want to be on 24/7, I can do that with it. That's great to know.
Yeah, if you want to be on 24/7, you can do that.
Okay. Well, you know, I can always let it go to voicemail and choose to respond or not. So again, as a former CFO, you know, from a financial perspective, let's explore a little bit cost of ownership. You know, that's always something. When I was looking at internally, are we going to own something and spend our capital to buy and own and maintain something versus, you know, spending operating expense on a monthly basis to buy and sort of rent something, you know, there's trade-offs and there's sort of pluses and minuses. How do you think about that in terms of a hosted communication solution?
Sure. Appreciate the question. Basically, with a hosted solution, what you're doing is because it's scalable, to use that a previous term, it allows you to build to your business requirements as needed. Therefore, you don't have a huge outlay. Also, with respect to technology, if I want to add redundancy to an on-premise phone system, you basically are buying an additional CPU or box to sit in the closet so that you're up and running. That's inherent in a hosted solution. So the cost of ownership brings everything through a hosted solution so that you as your business owner are able to manage your business and not worry about the technology. It's also not a capital expense. Again, it becomes an operational expense. So your total cost of ownership actually is a savings over a period of time because everything is bundled into a hosted solution.
Gotcha. Okay. This is Rich Bartolotta. We're on Breaking Par in Business, and we're speaking with Harold Colby of Blue IP. So Harold, another thing that I would always be curious about with technology is, you know, most businesses have a bunch of applications and software that they use. Some of it is, you know, available to everybody, and a lot of it is customized or things that they've built and maintained over the years. I mean, how does that fit, again, within a hosted communications environment?
With a hosted environment, what you have are hooks that will connect basically to anything that is web-based as far as software or an application. Example, you know, a lot of companies use CRM software like a Salesforce, let's say. So with a hosted solution, we are able to integrate that Salesforce to the hosted solution. So going back to that UC presence statement, it allows me to access Salesforce from all those same devices with a point and click access. So there are hooks, as we call them, to integrate a CRM. There are hooks to integrate a call center application, which Blue IP is very strong in call center application. So it allows us to provide agent supervisor access with report capability in that hosted environment instead of somebody having to go out and buy the box for the call center. So it's things along those lines. And there are a number of other applications to review. Be glad to go through them if you'd like me to.
No, it sounds like a lot of technology here. So maybe one last question. So this solution, I guess, sounds great, but is this something that would be a good fit for, let's take Lisa's business, right? That has, you know, 10, 15 employees, or is this something that's much more enterprise oriented, multi-location kinds of businesses? Where do you guys fit?
Sure. Well, ideally, you know, we like to look at companies that are small business to large business, enterprise level. And so we have customers that go from 20, 30 seats, phones, basically, or users, to 4,000. Wow. So we cover the gamut. When you get to the smaller end where you look at, hey, I only have 3 to 5 people, it becomes more of, you know, a philosophy of what you want to operate. And if you want to manage your phone system, buy something and be done with it, or have somebody else manage your communication systems, because you can always add things to those 3 to 5 people. Ideally, if you're, for example, a doctor's, lawyer's office, or other offices that you have may have multiple locations, yep, and you only have 2 or 3 people at each location, well, we don't, with hosted, you don't have to look at the fact that I have 2 here, 2 here. Now you look at what's that total number, and you do not have to buy a phone system for each one of those locations. Yeah. Hosted, we just deliver the phone, basically, and now you're seamless, and you appear to be a much larger office because of intercommunication to all those different locations. So the answer is, you know, like any business, you want, you know, the mid-size to larger as far as for opportunity,
right?
But we absolutely can serve any size business.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks, Harold. So, I mean, I think it's clear that the Internet of Things and hosted communications are going to be a key part of the future as we go forward and where technology is headed. And I appreciate, Harold, you sharing that with us. To learn more about Blue IP and Harold's business, go to blueblip.com. And I want to thank Lisa and Harold, you guys, for being on the show today. I hope the audience enjoyed getting a little bit of your business and learning more about both of you guys. If they want to learn more about Lexus, please again go to their website, lexusprinting.com. And to learn more about Harold and Blue IP, go to their website, blueip.com. And once again, thanks everyone for listening to our program. I'm Rich Bartolotta, owner of Schooley Mitchell Atlanta and the host of Breaking Par in Business. I hope you enjoyed the show. To learn more about my business, you can go to my website, schooleymitchell.com/richbartolotta. Thank you guys, and have a great day, everyone.